The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
A very good afternoon, Rolene Marks.
A very good afternoon to you too, Gary Bromberg.
Thank you for that intro. So, Rolene, I believe, to kick off, we have breaking news.
We do have a very, very big story, and please, listeners, pay attention if you are Israeli and you are heading to Turkey, or your Israeli passport holder heading to Turkey. At the moment, the Foreign Minister Yair Lapid has called on all Israelis in Turkey to leave with immediate effect, and anybody who is an Israeli citizen not to travel to Turkey. And I'm going to read you the Foreign Minister's statement as follows. Following the events of recent weeks in Turkey and after a series of attempted Iranian terrorist attacks against Israelis on vacation in Istanbul, we call on Israelis not to fly to Istanbul, and unless there is an essential need, do not fly to Turkey at all. If you're already in Istanbul, return to Israel as soon as possible. Now, this has been expanded on social media to include the whole of Turkey, and the National Security Council have said that this is the highest threat. This is a real and dangerous threat. The foreign minister goes on to say, in recent weeks, the Israeli security services, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Prime Minister's office have put tremendous effort into saving Israeli lives, some of whom have returned to Israel and are walking amongst us without knowing their lives were saved. These terror attacks have targeted Israelis who went on vacation. They have intentionally chosen Israeli citizens in order to kidnap or kill them. It could happen to anyone. It's a real and immediate danger. If you've planned a flight to Istanbul, cancel it. No vacation is worth your lives and the lives of your loved ones. Listen to the directives we are putting out. We are updating them all the time in accordance with our status assessment. I want to thank the government of Turkey for the effort they're putting into protecting the lives of Israeli citizens. Tourism to Turkey is important to both our countries, but they also understand that there are risks that should not be taken. I want to send a message to the Iranians as well. Whoever harms Israelis will pay. We will find them no matter where they are. We hope that this warning won't be for the long term. It is tourist season, and we will do everything to bring about security and calm that will enable Israelis to return to Turkey. So just a recap, this is our Foreign Minister Yair Lapid issuing an immediate travel warning for Israelis who are either in or on their way to Turkey to return to Israel immediately.
And I think, as you mentioned, the fact that it's tourist season just highlights the danger. Yeah?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
We can't forget that this follows the recent assassinations of Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps officials, something that Israel has not acknowledged or accepted responsibility for. But we know that Iran have threatened reprisals against Israelis wherever they are. This is a security assessment done at the highest levels, and this is what the foreign minister has requested.
Thank you. The U.S. President Biden is expected to visit Israel and meet with PA President Abbas on the 14th and 15th of July, and then in Saudi Arabia on the 16th. So what is the purpose of President Biden's visit?
Well, this is the first time that he will be visiting the Middle East since he took office last year. And as you said, he is expected to visit Israel on the 14th and 15th, and then also meet with the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Now, the White House National Security Council spokesperson told an Israeli journalist that this is really a resetting of the relations in the Middle East. She says that the trip comes in the context of a significant agenda with Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the other countries of the Middle East. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence while we're looking at the nuke deal basically, you know, fall to pieces in Vienna. And also, as we have warned, this is Israel has warned, that the Iranians could be closer than people realize to having a nuke, to having an atomic bomb. And other senior U.S. officials have said that this, you know, that Washington is ready for a reset of relations with the Middle East. And I think in terms of that, I think they're really specifically talking about Saudi Arabia. Relations or bilateral relations between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have kind of been a little bit dampened over the last year or so. So this is a hope that as we all stare down the Iranian threat, that this could be a step closer to rapprochement, to reestablishing ties, and to taking on the threat together.
And last week, there were reports that Israel had turned down a U.S.-sponsored meeting for talks with the Palestinians. Why do you think this is?
Israel's perspective, we don't see a significant partner that is ready to negotiate. You know, on the one side, you've got Hamas, which is a terror organization. Any kind of sitting at any kind of table between Israel and Hamas is never going to happen. On the other side, you've got the Palestinian Authority that is absolutely mired in corruption, to the point where their foreign minister, Mohamed Shtayyeh, said over the weekend that with the exception of Algeria, even the Arab world have stopped sending funds to the Palestinians for a number of reasons. Corruption from Israel's side, pay for slay, incitement, and the recent wave of terror. We don't see any representatives on the Palestinian side that is somebody that we can talk to that will play or be part of the negotiations for the long term.
And Norway has announced that they'll be labeling products from what they call the occupied territories. What is their rationale for doing this, and how has Israel responded to it?
Well, Norway have said that, in their opinion, Norwegian consumers have the right to know whether a product sold in Norway comes from Israel or for what they or from where they call the occupied by Israel, the occupied territories. And by those territories, they mean the West Bank or Judea and Samaria and the Golan Heights and East Jerusalem. Now, Israel has responded quite harshly to that. We've condemned that. You know, any time Israel is singled out for any kind of labeling, you know, when we look at the conflicts, we don't see goods from other conflict zones around the world where they're singling out for labeling. And this takes us back to a very, very dark time in our history where Jews were forced to wear yellow stars, where we were forced to be different or othered from everybody else. And Israel has warned Norway, saying this is not conducive or not constructive to any kind of steps towards peace between Israel and the Palestinians. And also, this could severely harm bilateral relations between Israel and Norway. We saw similar steps taken by Belgium, to the point where our deputy foreign minister, who was in Belgium at the time, cancelled his meetings and came back to Israel. You know, I reiterate this, singling out of Israel specifically anti-Semitic, and it's something that Israel will not stand for.
I think, Rolene, may I ask you to just repeat the breaking news? I think that travel advisory, I think it is such pressing news. Can I ask you, please, just before we close this afternoon, to just repeat that?
Because you ask so nicely,
thank you,
Gary Broberg, I will do that.
Thank you.
Israel's foreign minister, Yair Lapid, has appealed to Israelis who are in Turkey or who are planning to travel to Turkey to return to Israel with immediate effect. Now, I just want to be clear, this is not Israelis that are in South Africa and planning a trip to Turkey to return to Israel. But if you are heading to Turkey and you are Israeli, if you are in Turkey and you are Israeli, please return as soon as possible with immediate effect. The threat level, the security level is at its highest possible level. This comes from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as well as Israel's National Security Council. And this is due to threats by Iranians either to kidnap or to kill Israeli citizens in Turkey.
Rolene, thank you for that update. And I look forward to getting the update on Turkey and what's happening tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Same time tomorrow.
Thank you.